Chapter 4. October 26, 1917.
"Have a seat, and let us begin," Mava called to the group.
Valencia sat on the couch, looking forward to whatever had her hostess so excited. Mava turned to each girl, her bright blue eyes filled with excitement. She pulled a packet of letters from a bushel basket near her feet. She proceeded to hand Matrice, a beauty with vibrant red hair, a pile of mail tied with a forest green ribbon.
"For you, Matrice, all of the soldiers with last names from N to P."
Understanding dawned. She and the other young ladies were being recruited to reply to the soldiers that wrote Mava. Valencia knew her friend had become overwhelmed with the task. Oh, bless Mava for including them. Valencia had been knitting socks and mittens for the soldiers, but there was nothing like writing to a soldier to let him know he wasn't alone. Mava turned to Tatiana next, then Adela, and the young woman gladly presented each of her friends with a separate bundle, held together by colored ribbons. Valencia stared at her letters, last names from E to H, loving the silky red ribbon surrounding them. Her favorite color was red. Courage filtered through her just looking at it. The words, sentiments, and stories expressed within the letters teased her. And Valencia bounced on the edge of her seat, hardly able to contain the excitement she felt to get home and start reading.
"There," Mava declared. "With eight of us, we should be able to manage."
Adela unwrapped the amber ribbon from her letters and tied it around her throat, sliding the bow to the side. Her beautiful eyes gleamed with all of their shared excitement.
"I shall wear this every day as a reminder of all the men who fight so valiantly on our behalf."
"As will I,"
Valencia cried, her passionate Italian nature getting the better of her. Each of the girls agreed in turn. Everyone committed to wearing their ribbons and writing to the soldiers so far from home. Valencia didn't waste any time as she hurried up the stairs to her room. Carol usually took an afternoon nap, so she tried to be quiet and avoid disturbing her. She eagerly sat at her writing desk and opened the window for a bit of fresh air. Then Valencia removed the red ribbon from around the letters and tied it around her wrist. She ripped the first letter open with trembling fingers, swallowing her excitement to get started. Never in her life could she have imagined that reading a letter would fill her with such joy.
"Dear Miss Stewart, I was so grateful to receive your calling card. The beautiful smile you and your friend offered me provided more comfort than I can express. I hope it's all right if I hang your picture beside the one of my family. I don't have a special girl to write to, so I like to imagine that a beautiful one such as you is at home missing me. Somehow it makes the long days seem more bearable. The training here at Camp Douglas has been difficult and intensive. I don't know if I was cut out for this sort of thing, but I'm giving it my best effort. My ma says she wishes I were as young as my twin brothers so I didn't have to enter this war. But I feel good about my decision to join. I've given the poor woman much to fret about over the years. Perhaps entering this war and fighting for something beyond myself will help me make up for all those mistakes. I hope you're doing well, Miss Stewart. I would very much like to hear back from you. Your words will help buoy my spirits better than most anything else, I should think. Until we write again, Private Marcus Scott Elliott." Valencia wiped a stray tear from her cheek, the soldier's words moving her more than she anticipated. Were all of the letters going to be this heart-wrenching? Oh, how she longed to bring some comfort. She removed a sheet of paper from the top drawer, dipped her pen in the ink, and began to write.
"Dear Private Elliott, I must inform you that I am not Miss Stewart. She is my friend and has requested aid in writing to you and many other soldiers. There were too many letters for her to respond to by herself, but I know she would be happy to hear that her picture has helped bring you some sense of comfort. My name is Valencia Bracato. I'm a recent immigrant from Italy and have grown to love your big, beautiful country.